Blog Talk Radio. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus. We welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. Show that you're listening to is the rock, but Jesus Christ is the rock of all ages. No matter what stage you may find yourself in tonight, you can look up and live. Look up to the rock. Whether you have any trouble or whatever the problem is, tonight he is the God of all comfort. He is so wonderful to us tonight. We greet you in the name of Jesus. This is Elder Thomas Williamson, and I greet you tonight on a Wednesday. This is Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. This is the 133rd day of the year, the 133rd day of the year. So this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. We're going to open up with prayer, and then we'll proceed after that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you that we have such an opportunity to come before these people. Lord God, we ask that you would glorify yourself in all that we say or do, and it be all of thee, none of me. Lord God, we just thank you for the tools you put in our hand that we can study and that we can share the word properly and truthfully. Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us for all our sin, God. Help us to walk in the spirit that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Lord God, we just thank you tonight for helping us. Lord God, we just thank you that we can call on your name, that before we call, you've already answered. While we are speaking, you've already heard. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for being our healer, our savior. God, our all in all. Father, we pray that you will speak to us, Lord. Bless your people today. We thank you for revelation knowledge, not just information. God, glorify yourself in all that we say or do. We thank you and praise you for the victory. Pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Tonight, before we get into the Word of God, I want to do a special greeting, a special person tonight. I want to greet my baby son, Joshua Dante Williamson. Today is his birthday, and we want to greet him in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being a listener tonight. We love you, and happy birthday, and God bless you. What a blessing from the Lord to have a wonderful son. I guess me and him were so close because when he was a little baby, I used to sit up with him at nighttime many times because he was experiencing all types of sickness. He hated me tell his testimony, but anyway, God delivered him from asthma and all kinds of stuff he was going through. I remember one time he told me, he said, Daddy, make it stop. He used to cough a lot at night. But we thank God for delivering him. Now he's bigger than his daddy. Amen. So happy birthday. God bless you, son, and I love you. Tonight, for your consideration, we're going to ask you to open up your Bible to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 20 and 21. That's Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 and 21. Praise God. The Bible says this unto us, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. unto him be glory in the church by throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Notice that again, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Tonight, we want to talk from the theme, the abundant mercy, the abundant comfort of Christ, the abundant comfort of Christ. I guess I was thinking on mercy so much because every day our mercies are renewed every morning. But the abundant comfort of Christ. You notice at the top of the broadcast we had quoted out of Psalm 23 because that is a powerful psalm of comfort. In fact, David said in Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why is that? He says, for thou art with me. The rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The abundant Christ. Notice now in our text, it says, now unto him that's able. That means he's got the ability, the capacity to do. What is he going to do? The Bible says he's able to do exceeding. That means far beyond what we could even ask or think. So he said exceeding abundantly, which means he can do beyond measure. It cannot be measured what he can do. So it is necessary to understand that if you're going through a great test tonight, just understand that we serve a God of all comfort, and he's able to deliver us. He's able to set us free. He's able to give us the victory. We got to know that it is in him. That means that it's in Christ Jesus. We live and we move and we have our being. The Apostle Paul talks about this comfort, this God who comforts us, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Beginning in verse 3, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, blessed be God, even the God of our Lord, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. What does he do? He said, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer. Now, whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation. The Bible says, and our hope of you is steadfast. Why is that? Knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. If you've gone through the suffering, you're going to get the blessing if you go through with the right attitude. That's what he's basically saying to us. The Apostle Paul talked a lot about suffering because he went through some things. We are, as believers, the first thing we have to understand is if Christ is going to be or be able to show you abundant comfort, you are going to be able to receive the abundance of Christ. We must understand some of Christ's characteristics that he did as pertaining to who he was and who his name is. We do understand that it is Christ in us, the hope of glory. We can't do anything in and of ourselves, but we can look to the hills, look to the one who's able to deliver us. First of all, we must understand that when Christ spoke, he spoke words of life. When Christ spoke, he spoke words of life. Well, somebody say, well, brother preacher, how did that apply to me? Well, it applies to you because you must speak words of life over yourself. Yeah, you may be going through, but it's better for us to magnify our God than to magnify the problem. Consider John 6:63. John 6:63, verse 63, the Bible says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You see, we got to speak the word over every situation. You could talk about, I don't have this and I don't have that, and guess what? You won't have it. You can pout and doubt and then do without. But unless you do what Jesus did here, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So we see that the first characteristic that Christ demonstrated to us is that he spoke words of life. The next attribute that Christ did, his words that he spoke, they were living and powerful. They were living and powerful. He didn't just talk on his own, but he began to talk the word of life. Consider Hebrews 4:12. The scripture says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Notice, for the word of God is quick, that means living, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Bible said, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto eyes of him with whom we have to do. So there's nothing hid that shall not be revealed. What's done in the closet comes to the top. So, the next attribute, after we understand that Jesus spoke words of life, and then his words that he spoke were living and powerful, then the next thing we understand about the words that Jesus spoke, and this will help us understand how he can comfort us, his words were profitable. Oh, bless that wonderful name. His words were profitable. They were beneficial. He didn't just speak empty words, but he spoke words that were beneficial. Consider 2 Timothy, chapter number 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, the Bible declares this, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Notice, and it's profitable, beneficial. What is it profitable? Four areas: for doctrine, direction or instruction in righteousness, the man of God may be perfect, mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So the words that Jesus spoke, they were profitable. Then after we understand that the words were profitable, we need to also understand this, that the words Jesus spoke were faithful. They were faithful. In Titus chapter 1, verse 9, Titus chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, holding fast the faithful word, as he have been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exalt and to convince the gainsayer. Notice that again, holding fast the faithful word, as he have been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exalt and to convince the gainsayer. And we know that we're living in a day where people are doing many things. There are many unrulers, they're vain talkers and deceivers, and they are talking about things, they're talking against the word of God, but God will have the last laugh. That's why it's so important for us to live a clean life, and if we have sin, we repent. So he says, this is a faithful word. Now, after we understand that Jesus' words were faith, then we need to understand that his words are eternal. In Matthew's Gospel, the 24th chapter and the 35th verse, Jesus gave us an encouraging word, Matthew 24. And let us consider verse number 35. Matthew 24 and verse 35. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Notice that again. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now he said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What were they doing? Well, the Bible said, as in those days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus is coming back, and it's time for us to repent. All of us. Repent and say, Lord, clean us up. Make us vessels of honor, sanctified and meek for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. I know I always find myself searching myself, because I want to be all that God has called me to be. And I understand the psalmist David. You might recall he gave us some encouraging words in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So he says again, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the way everlasting. That's what the Lord will do for us. He'll lead us if we just trust him. There's nothing, no situation come up that we can't deal with without him. But with him, the Bible declares that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Now, the last characteristic, of course, I want us to consider as we enter on further here. Now, first, we found out that Jesus spoke words of life. Then we found out that the words he spoke were living and powerful. Then we found out they were profitable. Then we found out they were faithful. Then we found out they were eternal. And then lastly, above all these other characteristics, we find his word is true. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Notice now, he said, "No man cometh to the Father but by me." He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." So, and we understand that if Jesus is the truth, and obviously, according to John 8:44, we know that the object of the truth is a lie. And we know that the father of lies is the devil, based on the word of God. But in James 1, verse 18, the Bible says, "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature." Notice that again, "of his own will begat he us with the word of truth." It was the word of truth that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creature. The Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, for whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And when we think about comfort, we must consider this. There's no situation we can face that we even need to worry about, because Jesus has already given us what we need. Consider what Jesus spoke about in Matthew 6. He told us about the word. 25, Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you should eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. The Bible says, are you not much better than they?" In other words, if God take care of the fowls of the air, the birds, he'll also take care of you. He said, "Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit while you're worrying? Can you make yourself grow?" No, you can't. But he tells us that we have no need to worry. He said, "Why take your thought for raiment, what you're going to wear? Consider the lily of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things, shall seek. But your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But Jesus told us what to do, but seek ye first the kingdom of God." What is the kingdom of God? God's method. Operation of doing things. God have a system of how things should work. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first, not tenth, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said, take therefore no thought for the morrow. Why that? For the morrow, things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, tomorrow got enough situations in it. You don't even have to sweat it. It's got enough troubles of its own. We understand that if God is going to be an abundant comfort, we must understand that we got to cast all our cares upon him. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him. Why? For he careth for you. He tells us, be sober, be vigilant, cause your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Bible said, whom resisteth fast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, what you're going through, somebody else going through. But their attitude may be, I'm going through, I'm going to trust God. Or somebody else may be going through grumbling and complaining. But it's your choice what you do with it. Jesus told us, even we need to learn how to rest in him. Jesus told us to rest in him. You might recall Jesus' word in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. One of the things that we must understand as believers, that we are not exempt from troubles. We are not exempt. You know, there's a lot of people say, well, all I got to do is just name it, claim it, and I can have it. Well, if we follow in the roadmap like Jesus gave it, Jesus told us that we're going to have some situations that come up. In John chapter 16, I know somebody said prove it. John 16:33, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why is that, Jesus? Why is that? He said, I have overcome the world. Now, his emphasis was not on the trouble, but his emphasis was on the other side of the butt. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So, told us that we're going to have some situations that arise in our life, but he told us to be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, he's also given us, if you have the Holy Ghost living inside of you, then he's given you the wherewithal to understand that you are overcomer. 1 John 4:4. The Bible says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Why? He said, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Then in the very next chapter, 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5, he says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Who is he that overcome? Let me continue to overcome the world. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. In this day, we're going to see God's hand move up on this earth, and we're seeing all kinds of situations come up. But God has his way of delivering us out of that situation. That's why the Bible tells us in Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord when? At all time, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Notice, I will bless the Lord at all time. Not just when I'm feeling good, but I'm going to bless him at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me now, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were light, and their faces were not ashamed. The Bible said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and deliver them. And the Bible said, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Why? For there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So I'm going to bless him because I know he's able tonight. No matter what I'm going through, I know he's well able to keep that which I committed unto him. He is the God of all comfort, and he will abundantly bless us with comfort. While the Bible teaches in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He said, in all our ways acknowledge him. We got to trust him at all times. We got to know that he's faithful. We got to know that he will deliver. We got to know that he's a right now God. He's well able. The Apostle Paul penned these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and around the 16th verse. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. He said this, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, things which are not seen. But the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. I want you to know tonight, he is a God of all comfort. The abundant comfort of Christ. Consider 2 Corinthians 4:8. Bible says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Hallelujah. We can lean on the Lord. He is the God that pick you up. He's the God that'll pick up a bowed down head and raise it up. Bible says he our shield and our glory and the lifter up of our head. Oh, bless his holy name. I want you to know tonight we can look to Jesus because we can make it tonight. Now, if you don't know this Savior, this Deliverer, and that's the first thing, you got to get to know him. You got to repent. You got to understand that we are all equal at the cross. We need a Savior. We needed a Deliverer. But I just want you to know that no matter what, he's already, Satan has already been bruised. The Bible says in Romans 16:17, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. The Bible tells us in that same chapter, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own business. And by good words and fair speeches, deceiving the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has come abroad unto all. Praise God. I want you to know tonight, and you can make it. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we understand based upon the word, the Bible saying we know things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. He said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Notice now, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Then he asked him some good questions here, some who questions. And the first one said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who is it? Who is that? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Number two, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. A brother that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. You might remember in John 8:1-11, and now they brought the woman who was caught in the very act, committing adultery. Notice they didn't bring the man, they brought the woman to Jesus to see what he was going to do. Jesus stood on the ground, began bent over and wrote on the ground with his finger. But before he did that, Jesus made this statement. He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Sometimes people, religious people, are so hard on people and they forget that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we can boldly testify like the Apostle Paul, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Then the Bible says, each one began to be convicted in their heart from the eldest down to the youngest. They all began to leave out one by one. Jesus stood up and nobody was there but him and the woman. And Jesus said, where are your accusers? No man condemned thee? And she said, no man. He said, neither do I. Go your way. Sin no more. Go your way. So the question come up, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. A brother that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, will also make an intercession for us. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. This is Psalm, found in Psalm 44:22. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But the Bible says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Tonight, just know that we have abundant comfort of Christ, because Christ is not dead. He still lives. He lives, and he's reaching out to a man, woman, boy, and girl. Father, we give you glory because you're so worthy. Tonight, we honor you, God. Thank you for your word, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Oh, God, we ask you to be merciful to us tonight. Thank you for forgiving us for all our sin. Thank you for driving out all discomfort. Thank you for changing us and making us over again. Lord, we pray tonight that you will touch everyone. May your word transform the lives of your people. So then faith come about hearing, and hearing the word of God. Lord, we thank you because you are mighty God. We boldly confess that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. God, we honor you and we give your name praise. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the radio ministry tonight. We give you all praise, God. You're so wonderful. And we honor you, Lord. You're so faithful. We thank you, O God. Bless us, Lord. And we'll bless you back. We give you all the glory and honor. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank God for the word of God tonight. Just want to remind everybody that we're here right here on Blog Talk Radio, that we can get the program set up for every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also, if you desire to visit us on the web, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. So So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. This comes out of the Bible, John 20:24. Praise God. 2024. Didymus. 2010. Let me give that site again. www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. Didymus. 2010. There you will find tonight's episode live. Or you can download the previous ones at your... We thank God for blessing us with another episode tonight. We want to thank Sister Felicia for helping us on the computer, getting everything set up for tonight's episode. We say thanks a bunch. Thank God for the hand that served. What a blessing from the Lord. We ask you to continue to pray for us in Jesus' name as we endeavor to seek God's will and we endeavor to please our Master. What a blessing from the Lord. Well, we look forward to seeing you right back here on Friday night. You all be encouraged as we get ready to end our episode for tonight. I want to speak the blessings of the Lord over you. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. That's Numbers. Chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is the Elder Thomas Williams reminding everyone to have a great night. Once again, we say to Joshua, happy birthday. God bless everyone. We'll see you all in Jesus' name. Everyone, have a great night. Thank you for listening to our Wednesday night episode of The Rock. Good night, everyone.